The H5N1 bird flu strain has had a devastating impact on overseas poultry industries, resulting in over 200 million chickens either culled or destroyed in the US alone since 2021. So now that the deadly virus has hit Australian shores, what would an outbreak mean for our egg industry and how are farmers preparing? Well, Colin Ford is an egg farmer in southern WA. He's got 40,000 chickens producing more than 30,000 eggs a day. And he says while it's a worrying time, the arrival of H5N1 bird flu in Australia was inevitable.
We've all known that it will come to Australia. So Australia is the last continent not to have the H5N1. The egg industries and the government very proactive. There's steps in place. We're lucky that they picked it up, hopefully at an early stage.
Experts say an outbreak of H5N1 bird flu could decimate Australia's $4 billion egg industry. But it's something the Australian government has been preparing for, committing $95 million in biosecurity, environmental and public health funding in October 2025, and a further $11.2 million less than 24 hours before news of the first infected bird was announced. Even though officials say there's no evidence the deadly strain is spreading through poultry populations, Colin Ford has already put measures in place to protect his chooks.
We've got a shop where people come and buy eggs and feed and things like that. So we've actually shut that to the public just to tighten up on biosecurity.
His chickens are usually free range, but he's now keeping them inside.
On Friday night when all the chickens came in and the doors closed, under directions from the chief veterinary officer, we made sure that the doors haven't opened up. We've got a system whereby all the feeders and drinkers and everything that they need are inside the shed.
The virus is spread through direct contact between birds, respiratory droplets, bird poo and feathers. So Mr. Ford has put in measures to keep other birds away from his water supply.
We're trying to discourage water birds from being on the dams, and then we treat the water as well, so if there is any viruses in the water or anything, that we're sort of cleaning all that up before the birds drink it.
But for free-range egg producer Bill Evans, who owns an egg farm about 270 kilometres south of Perth, well, he says he doesn't have the facilities to keep his chickens inside, so they're at a greater risk.
We don't have sheds that they go into except to lay. We can't be seen to be jumping at shadows, but we've certainly got to be aware of what's going on.
WA's Agriculture Minister Jackie Jarvis says the state is still in a surveillance and monitoring phase for the deadly strain of bird flu.